The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Another day, another city. Where's TMB? That's like, I feel like, well, TMB is a city we'll find out a little later, but where's RSV? That's what I want to know. You know, we're going to go outside the box.
Dude, you are in the belly of the beast. I think this is a first, isn't it?
You know, I was thinking about that. I think the last time I was here, could it be that long ago? Was 2011 for the Raw Milk Freedom Ride?
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. I do remember that now.
And speaking of that, Liz Reitzig was at the event I was at this morning. And she gave me a tour of D.C. a little bit on the way to find a farm-to-table Mediterranean restaurant. How cool is that?
Farm-to-table Mediterranean. That sounds yummy.
Yeah, I know. And it's like we didn't have to get on a magic carpet or anything.
Wait a minute. Is that from the Mediterranean? They don't fly magic carpets in the Mediterranean.
Well, it's close. I mean, you could probably take your magic carpet with a little extra fuel and make it there.
Oh, okay.
Well, Liz was with a friend. I'm not prepared to talk about her friend. He's Native American, American Indian, and he's doing some very interesting stuff way out where you used to be. The Klamath Basin, all the way down to Shasta. Very interesting guy. But I just plant the seed because, you know, whenever we get to talk, remember when we talked to Larry, what was his, Bohinus? What was his name? You remember, Larry?
I wanted to say Bodegas or something like that.
But anyway, it's like the Native Americans have an option because of the sovereign nation aspect to do some things that I think could be a powerful transformation. And it's something that we talk about from time to time when appropriate. So that's another thing. But anyway, shout out to Liz Reitzig. She's doing great work. She's a real warrior mom, not just raw milk, but she really stands for liberty. And she was with me where, well, Jonathan E. Moore held a National Press Club briefing this morning. And you'll see images probably in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've actually got some audio from the press conference I attended. And surprise, 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 as I'm walking into this thing, here comes Carol Alt. And I had no idea Carol was knew anything about this, but
cool.
She knows the guy who made this innovation we're going to talk about today. We'll get to it in a moment. But, yeah, she's doing a documentary on this. So that was cool. So we got Carol Alt joining us, surprise, surprise, from the National Press Club this hour as well. But what is the mystery? We've kind of mentioned – have we mentioned this on the air about vodka, alcohol, drinking? Have we talked about it?
You know, I can't remember if it was off the air or on the air, but I know you and I talked about it briefly. But what's the deal with this?
Yeah, this is something that, you know, a client of Jonathan E. Moore's, who is very into the pharmaceuticals, very bright guy, and I think from India originally. He's in New York now. And he had a different way he wanted to innovate. You know, enough with the drugs, right? The guy evidently, he doesn't mind imbibing a bit, right? A lot of adults do. I'm not going to judge. But he says, you know what? If there's a way I can make alcohol safer to drink, that'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I'm like, okay, this is what I hear. So he takes three different ingredients, all generally recognized as safe, grass ingredients, basically botanicals, not synthetic, and adds them to vodka. And then they run animal and human studies on it, seeing how does it impact the liver. And he finds out that it protects the liver, it protects DNA from being damaged by consumption of alcohol by about 92 to 93%. I mean, this is shocking, right? Now, I know how to undo the damage once it's done, but I don't say keep damaging it so I have to undo your damage. But what he's saying is that this prevents the damage from happening in the first place for someone who drinks moderately. We're not talking about binge drinking. He wants to make that clear. So it's a very interesting topic and one that's a little awkward because I don't want it to be sounding like that I'm condoning everybody should be drinking lots of vodka. That's not what I'm saying. But how can I ignore something that's an innovation or breakthrough? Humans have been drinking alcohol since the time of the Bible and before. So it's not like it's a new thing. And so be it. I think it's a pretty interesting innovation. If we can reduce the amount of people who need a liver transplant, I'm all for it. I'm just going to say that. I'm all for it. So hate me if you want to, but I think this is an interesting topic to cover.
Well, and it's interesting in, I think, more than one way, not only on just the provocative, topic mm-hmm. of alcohol that's good for you, which just seems to does not want to compute. But there's also a story here about this particular product that does fall into line with a lot of the things that we talk about when yes. it comes to the reaction of government and trying to suppress information.
Yes, freedom of speech. Exactly. This is a First Amendment issue because he went to the governing bureaucratic oligarchy over alcohol and said, listen, I've got these ingredients. They were already approved 3 or 4, maybe even 5 times. And now when he came out and said, this is what we want to do because now that we've proven it's safer, we want to actually say we have a safer form of alcohol. And that's when they freaked out and said, we're withdrawing your approval. And that's where the story gets interesting because Jonathan comes along and says, we're gonna drop it on them. We're going to petition them. We're going to go to Congress, et cetera. So let's go to our first audio clip from the press conference this morning that I attended along with Carol Alt. And this is about how we got shut down, Harsha. And his last name is very hard to pronounce, Chigurupati of Chigurupati Technologies. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Let's give a listen.
Innovation was always my passion, and at least my company, Chigurupati Technologies, was always only interested in game-changing technologies. What we learned early on was if you are going to change a whole industry, you're going to be shut down. It could be by the government, it could be because of industry pressure. So we essentially dealt with this product in such a way, using the most simple ingredients that were already approved by the TTB to go into alcohol. The issue, though, is nobody knew really what the ingredients could do.
So this was fascinating. This TTB, this governing body of alcohol, evidently, they approved the ingredients. It was already a done deal. He had gotten them approved, but then at this point, no one knew what they were for. They were fine, everything was cool, all was good. And then Harsha continues here to discuss what exactly went wrong. Why did they get shut down?
We were the first people in the world to find therapeutic activities for some of these ingredients. So we used grass everyday ingredients, found these synergistic effects, and put them in alcohol. We got them approved. The TTB basically didn't know what they were approving. So that's why they had approved it. And when we went back to them and said, listen, after all the science is built up, and said, listen, this is what it's done. And these are from results from clinical trials done within the United States. They knew that they had potentially, with the science we showed them, approved a healthy alcohol. And the first thing they wanted to do is push it under the rug, which is why they bullied us and took our permissions away from us.
Yeah, this is the thing, Super Don. Once they figured out that this would make alcohol healthier, they freaked. They absolutely freaked. Even though everything was cool up until that point, it was like, you're going to sell a car and you put seat belts in and airbags in it, and no one knows what they're for. So who's gonna buy it unless they know what it's for, why it's good, right? And so suddenly, now that they knew it was going to make a healthier form of alcohol, they're like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. That's not going to happen, right? I find that
it was really, I love how it's kind of a gotcha moment, mm-hmm. Where it's like, hey, I'm doing everything that you said I'm supposed to do, and you're approving things that you say are okay to approve, and now that I've approved them, and now I help you understand what you've just approved, now you're going to have a problem with it.
Yeah. So I went on and I asked a question at the press conference, and you're going to hear it as if it was live, of Jonathan Emore to get things started, you know, his strategy, what they're doing next. So let's give a listen to that.
Strategically, is there any corresponding action that needs to be taken in regards to your experience with FDA, FTC as well? And is there also another plan to extend this into Congress where they do tend to drink heavily and might benefit in some way from this as far as that long-term strategy? You say it could be 180 days before you can even make your next move after the petition is filed. Are there things that can be done simultaneously, parallel tracks?
Yes. Tomorrow we're going to have a congressional briefing on Capitol Hill, and there's several members who are interested in this whole matter. Norm is working on, with yours truly, on getting a sponsor for legislation to disarm the TTB from the power to censor this information. So there will be a legislative component working. We'll be educating Congress about this and seeking their support to pressure TTB to act. They don't have to tell TTB what to do. TTB just, we want TTB to act. And if TTB does the right thing and follows the Constitution, then they will shortcut this process. What they're probably going to do is the wrong thing and censor the information, and then let's just get on to court and deal with it there.
So he anticipates, as you can hear, Jonathan Emore, that they're going to censor the information no matter what. And the Norm he referred to, of course, was our good friend Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty in that. And like I said, this is such an intriguing story, Super Don. I mean, I would not normally cover an alcohol story, but this has all the makings of a freedom issue, much less a health issue. I mean, there's some interesting parallel tracks for us to cover.
Well, it's no different, I would say, than when you went to the Right to Try conference, which is, again, you know, normally we don't promote using pharmaceutical drugs, but you should have the freedom to make that choice should you want to, and that is the reason why we supported that as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, are you principled? I think I've told this story on the air before of being at Emory University, and a lot of New York Jews came down to that university if they didn't get into Harvard or Yale. It was like their second choice. Now, Emory's a good school in a lot of ways, but it's an egghead research university. It takes a lot of Coca-Cola money, big into the medical mafia, as well as the CDC's right there. Having said that, it was just the point of, are you willing to stand up for the freedom to speak, even if you disagree with the speech? Right, a healthy alcohol. You don't want that out, fine. But should other people have the choice to be able to go after that? As I said, as a Jewish boy in the South that I was, standing with people who were claiming to be Jews for Jesus, Messianic, and I stood with them in defense of them being on campus talking to folks about what their beliefs were. And a lot of my Jewish friends were like, "How do you do that?" I was like, "Because I believe in the principle of freedom of speech." All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We might hear another segment of Q&A from Jonathan Emore, this morning's press briefing from the National Press Club. Yes, they let me in, and I got out. In D.C., here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More after this.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Seems like every day is a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show because I'm not in my studio. You know, I'm always out and about nowadays. But this is a fascinating issue. We were talking with Emord. We'll cover it some more tomorrow, by the way. Carol Alt coming up. TMB, RSB together again, even though he's not in Canada, and I'm not either at the moment. But we've got Outside the Box coming. And there was another aspect of the question where Jonathan is strategizing and going directly to the TTB, but also going to Congress. And I asked about expansion into FDA and FTC. And this is what he had to say.
FDA and the other agencies, well, under the statute that governs TTB, they have primary jurisdiction over the labeling content of alcohol in this country. So TTB, in response to that, and under all this pressure I told you, in 2003, created this health claim regime. If they now try to kick the football out of their field into FDAs or FTCs, they're really trying to shirk their responsibility, and statutorily they cannot do that, as the Liggett company discovered with the FDA trying to regulate before the law was changed. FDA was saying a cigarette was a delivery vehicle for the drug nicotine. And the court said, no, that's ATF. You can't statutorily move it. It's an ultra vires, they call it, ultra vires action, to take a area that has been designated by Congress in the enabling statute for ATF and suddenly presume jurisdiction in FDA. So this is a matter for TTB. And if TTB kicks it into another direction, we'll sue them right away, because that's against their enabling statute.
You know, a lot of people say, Super Don, that, you know, like, you're so smart about homeopathy and healing. I'm like, I'm listening to Jonathan Emore just click off to my question about, you know, other agencies' involvement in this. And he's going TTB and the statutes and the health claim regime and ultra vires issues. I'm like going, dude, you know, I have nothing on that. I mean, that's just not my domain. So everybody realize that if you've been in place for 10, 15, 20 years, you're gonna know it cold. Or if you don't know it by now, get out. But
listen, they don't call him the FDA Dragon Slayer for nothing, right?
That is definitely true. But it was fascinating, you know, just asking him why he chose to do it this way. And he does. He thinks strategically 10 different ways to Sunday. So I anticipate eventually that we'll have a healthier alcohol available for the public that wants it. And I think that's a good thing. I want to go back to Harsha and his technology. He described briefly how this NTX, it's called NTX, works when it's added to the vodka. And so let's go to that clip now.
This is how NTX works. NTX has three main therapeutic characteristics. It's got antioxidative characteristics, anti-inflammatory characteristics, as well as immunomodulative characteristics. The anti-inflammatory and immunomodulative characteristics actually use your own body to protect yourself. So it actually increases the body's own production of antioxidants. So it uses your body to fight against the stress of alcohol at any given point of time. And if you keep abusing your body over and over and over again and drink a significant amount of alcohol, yes, there will be some protection, but it won't be as good as with moderate drinking, because the body can only do so much at the end of the day.
So he's saying, don't. You know, this is not a license to overindulge, but and you know, I didn't get to ask him this, but perhaps I can get him on the show live with us, Super Don. But I'm curious about the hangover impact, and I don't know. I mean, have you ever had a hangover, Super D? You can admit it here.
Oh no, never, no, never. No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Of course,
I don't. Anybody who's drank, I think, has experienced that to one degree or another.
So he has not made any claims associated with hangovers, but I do have that question for him. Maybe I'll get to ask him some other time. But it's just a fascinating thing to think that you can make alcohol something that people enjoy and indulge in, and not as devastating and damaging. Now, this wouldn't take anything away from those who are drinking and driving, because you still have an intoxicating effect. And so I just want to be clear about this. It's just simply that he's modified it in a way that, you know, takes it out of the realm of extreme liver damage. And for those who drink, I think that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. And by the way, I had them pour me a bit in a cup just to take a sip so I could kind of taste it. And it had a vodka that tasted, it was a little bit more viscous than what I believe just pure alcohol is, or real raw alcohol drinks. I'm not an aficionado. But it had a little bit of a kind of a licorice-y anise taste, which I assume that sometimes they make vodkas on purpose to have flavors like that. So I don't know. I assume it's going to be okay for people. But anyway, curious stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk to Carol Alt about this, because she and I are like idea going, why are we here? Well, this is not what we do. We're going to talk about it together after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the show notes. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health and healing possible. 2 hours a day. Don't add it. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And remember the CBD for those of you who don't do alcohol. That won't make you drunk or high, but it'll help you a lot. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, at the National Press Club this morning, ran into an old friend, and she's absolutely radiant and doing great work, and we didn't know we were going to see each other. Carol Alt, welcome back.
Robert, it's so good to see you. Yeah, it was quite a surprise when I walked in and I saw you.
It's always nice to see a friendly face.
Absolutely.
And, like, I've never been to the National Press Club.
Me either. This is my first time.
Big deal. And So I'm thinking, why is she here? Because I know she's not a drinker. I'm not a drinker, but we always love health stories and different angles and unique things. And this is as unique an angle on a health story as we've ever covered.
As we've ever covered, believe me. I came down here because I know Harsha, and I heard his story, and I found it quite interesting always what the government does.
Yes.
They just never seem to be above board and straightforward. They're always opaque and not transparent. So I came down because I wanted to support Harsha.
Well, freedom of speech is something we embrace, but our government regulators and bureaucrats don't tend to like it. And it's an interesting dilemma with this story, because I'm all about the liver health. You're all about liver health, right?
You want to hear something really crazy?
Yes.
I'm doing a liver cleanse right now.
How perfect is that?
I have my apple juice with phosphoric acid in my bag.
Now, are you going to add some Belgian vodka to it? That's the question.
You know what? I probably could, because that's what the twist on this Belgian vodka is that it's actually good. You know, not that it's good. It prevents damage to the liver and DNA.
Yeah.
Robert, I didn't understand. I mean, we all know that drinking damages DNA.
Yeah.
We all know that it ages you, especially women. They shouldn't drink as much because it ages them very quickly. But I didn't realize that liver damage and DNA damage happens 2 hours after you take your first drink.
Very immediately, yes, very immediately. And this is the extraordinary thing about this alcohol. Again, I've had a time in my life when I was younger where drinking was part of the thing, the college a little bit. You know, you weekend, you'd go out
Absolutely.
And have fun. It fell away from me as I got into health and healing because my own health demanded it, right? So I've not gone back, but when I heard this story and what Harsha had developed, I thought, you know, I'm not going to stop people from drinking necessarily. But what about all those people that are damaging their liver? Could we eliminate it or reduce it greatly? And I thought, as I'm talking to you, I'm going, this is just, I'm going between two places. Right, like, are we endorsing drinking now? I don't, not necessarily, but we're not.
Here's how I look at it, okay? Mm-hmm. When people say to me, well, you're a raw food person and you eat raw food and I can't do that because I have to have my chicken or I have to have my pasta. And those things to me are deadly, okay? Mm-hmm. In my book, they're not in my diet because they're deadly.
Mm-hmm.
I say to people, listen, I understand you're not going to give up the things that you love the best, but let's try to work around those things to make everything else healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to stop people from drinking, but let's try to make drinking a healthier experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand a government that tries to prevent that. You know, as well as I do, it's $560 billion a year in liver transplants.
It's huge. Yes,
it's
horrible.
$540,000 per person for a liver transplant. That protects the pharmaceutical companies. But what about our healthcare industry? What about the insurance companies that are basically carrying the burden of those big, enormous prices for liver transplants? Here's something that can cut those numbers. Yeah, of course, the pharmaceutical companies don't want that. But the health insurance companies will.
Sure. Well, yeah, this nation is so bankrupt beyond belief that inevitably the economics will have to win out. But the idea here of reducing damage from a product that's an accepted product for much of the world, much of the American history. It's, you know, most of Congress drinks heavily. I joke about that.
Well, but isn't that crazy? If they drink heavily, why wouldn't they want it to be disclosed what's in their alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing that doesn't happen,
right,
is they don't disclose what's in alcohol. There's no labeling out on alcohol. They don't tell you half the things that are in alcohol that are carcinogenic for the consumer. Why? Especially when people love to drink, and Congress drinks.
Yeah, exactly. This is something that, with the NTX technology, and I just can see the expansion of this technology into other things. But right now, for alcohol, it's pretty profound in that we can allow something that's going to happen anyway. I think Harsha was talking about, and others were talking about, seatbelts and airbags, right? Like,
right,
they're going to encourage reckless driving or more driving, for instance. I said, the people who drink, the people who don't. This is not going to make me, just personally, because it's a personal decision. But to think that I could see less liver damage out there, that makes my job as a homeopath, as a healer, easier. And again, the burden on the healthcare system as it is today, it would be much lower.
But the problem is, if the government is preventing them from telling you what NTX is, it goes back to your car and your seatbelts. Why would you want a seatbelt in an airbag if you don't know what they do?
Right.
Why would you pay extra for something like that? Why would you want it in your car? Seatbelts look ugly. You know, it was so much cooler in the 60s when you could sit four people in the front seat and eight people in the back and go
remember
down.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we did that.
I remember playing paddle pool in the back of a station wagon, four of us sitting around in a circle with a game between us while my parents drove. But when you realize that the seatbelt is going to make you much safer, then you want it. Well, but we had to be taught that. And still today, people fight it, but we had to be taught that. So if we don't know what NTX is, if the consumer doesn't know what NTX is, then why would they want to buy it?
So you're so interested in this topic that I understand you're actually doing a documentary about this. How did you connect with Harsha to do this? This is extraordinary.
Well, I have a friend who runs a web company. His name is David, and David said to me, my friend Harsha is trying to get this information out there about this NTX. I said, what is NTX? He started to explain to me what NTX was. It was fascinating.
Sure.
You know, like you said, we're healthcare. I'm an interested party.
We're a little geeky about this stuff, aren't we?
Very
it's like
geeky, yes.
Very totally. I'm interested, too.
Right.
So, yes.
You know, I'm an interested party.
Yes.
And, you know, so I'm hearing about this thing that can make your liver strong and it can battle against the effects of alcohol and your DNA. You won't get damaged to DNA. And the government is saying no. And he caught me at hello. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
he really did. And I said, you know what you need? You need a documentary. And I got just the person to write this documentary and direct it. So he said, okay, let's start slow. Let's see how it goes. And I think the documentary will be the biggest part of his puzzle because it'll get that information out to the consumer and allow them to make the decisions for themselves. Who is our government to tell us what we should be doing for our health?
Yeah.
And who are you or I?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't drink either. You know, and not even really socially.
Yes.
Maybe a sip here and there for a chin-chin over a birthday cake or something. But I understand people are, and I also understand the state of our economy. And if people are going to do it, let's try to make it as healthy as possible.
Yeah, I do find it very funny that we're talking about the subject, but again, it definitely fits in with the health.
This never would have been something we would have discussed before. Alcohol is as far from health as you could possibly get.
Yeah. And
he makes that bridge. He makes that connection.
So the government, basically, as the regulatory bodies are saying, they even approved this ingredient, they said it's safe, they know it is, and then once they said, we want to come out and tell folks this is a healthier form of alcohol, that was it. Stop it. You can't say a thing.
Well, I think what happened was the TTB got involved, and the TTB said, we are the governing body for ingredients on food, and we don't want you to put this on the label. We don't want you to say what NTX is.
Right.
So, if you don't understand what a seatbelt does, why do you want one?
Yeah, and in the marketplace, and this is, you know, in a marketplace for alcohol, and you've got a premium brand, they always talk about how they justify their pricing. If you've got this ingredient that they've spent, I don't know how many years of science on, they put it in and it does this, and now the government says you can't tell anybody what it's good for, no one's going to buy it.
Well, not only that, but look at it on a bigger scale. Just how it prevents entrepreneurialism. Here's somebody who put his own money, created something for himself. He said, I like to drink, but I don't like the effects that it does to my body. I like feeling the effects of alcohol in the moment, but I don't want long-term liver damage or DNA damage. So I created something, my own money, in my own labs, that is good for people. And now they're telling me I can't put that out on the market and tell people what it is. I can't label it. What is that going to say to other entrepreneurs? It's going to say, we don't want to evolve.
Yeah.
We don't want to put you to put your money towards anything new or different because we are protecting the establishment and the status quo. We're protecting our buddies who are paying us.
Yeah.
And that's where I have issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are doing great here with this new story, breaking news with Carol Ault. She's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Surprisingly, shockingly,
right.
Wonderful, wonderful to see you and you know, extraordinary. To learn more about what you're doing now, is the best site carolalt.com, or what's the best place for people to go?
Of course, you know, I blog a lot on my site at least twice a week, so at least check in Monday and Wednesdays with me.
Yeah.
See what new thing I'm blogging about. I won't blog about this for a while because we're doing the documentary, so I'm letting you do it.
No, yeah, I'm covering
the scoop.
It. We got the scoop here. We're going out big time with it on the show today. So as far as other projects, any books or other things we should know and update from?
You know what? This is my biggest project at the moment because it's really taking up all my time.
Yeah.
As you see, I had to come down to Washington today, and tomorrow's, of course, the congressional hearing on all this. Did you see the size of the books that he held up with his
Oh, my God, yeah.
Congressional...
100 pounds of materials.
Unbelievable.
Right?
With the, and he has to pay lawyers, and he wrote the book to get the information out. I mean, and they think they're probably going to have to go and sue because, they, I mean, it's just crazy what's happening. You know, how, I just, you know, but when Codex passed, I was upset too.
Sure.
You know, they had radiating everything that comes into this country.
Yeah.
So as a raw foodie, if you take a raw nut from Greece, by the time it gets here, it's no longer raw, even if it says raw on the label.
Exactly.
I had to teach my sister that. She was buying 6 pounds of nuts from Greece saying they were raw. I'm like, we can't believe labels.
Yeah.
So here's this governing body that's supposed to be protecting us with what's in food products. And on the one hand, they don't tell you what's in alcohol. And on the other hand, with food, they don't. They make you label so much that you don't even want to eat it anymore.
Yeah, amazing. Well, we got about a minute.
But they
left
don't do anything with Monsanto.
No, of course not. Free reign, whatever you want.
And that's a whole nother Robert Scott Bell interview.
I know. We had some great times up in Toronto last week with Rachel Parent. She's a teenager. She's taken on Monsanto. She went to their shareholder meeting. It's a 17-year-old talking to the CEO. So there's amazing bright lights in the next generation that have picked up the torch that are going to carry on from what we're doing.
Well, Robert, you know on my show we touched on this 2 or 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had the woman who came on and said, well, we want it labeled that it's our fabulous product. As if you wanted it labeled, it would actually be labeled. That they could just outright come out and say things that obviously aren't true. Because if Monsanto wanted Monsanto products labeled that
it
was genetically
done.
Modified
it'd be done.
Organisms, they would have done it.
So what do you think, real quick, how long? This is a year-long project. I mean, these documentaries are pretty intense.
Actually, I think we're going to be much quicker than that. Because this was the culmination today and tomorrow of everything that he's been working towards, Harsh has been working towards. And then we're going to work backwards on the whole story of how he put this all together.
The moment you're ready, you let me know. We'll let the world know about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I appreciate that, Robert. Thank you.
Carol, love you dearly. Everybody, go to carolall.com. Check it out, what she's doing. And you're always welcome here. You know that.
Thank you, sweetie. Yes.
All right, back to wrap up this hour after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, speaking of beverages, and how great was it to just, you know, it was the surprise of the day. I did not expect that I was going to see Carol Alt till I head back to New York City in June for an event. So having her there, just the absolute sweetheart that she is. I'm really grateful for her friendship and all that she has done for all of us as well. So that was great. But, yeah, speaking of beverages, as I said, I'm not a drinker anymore. I did try a taste of it just to be able to report on it. And not enough even for...
Did you give the car keys to somebody else? Because I'm sure you're just completely just wasted right now.
Yeah, no, Liz took me out to that... Liz Reisig took me to that restaurant because I couldn't walk straight. No. It was so little, I shall say, that even lightweight RSB... didn't even get a buzz, not even a little. So no, it was literally just that thing where, you know, when on the television shows when they stick their finger in the white powder and taste it to see if it's real. I took a sip of it just to see that it was real vodka. I don't know. It was a strange sensation, I will say, because the most alcohol I've gotten in, I don't know, 20 years is from a homeopathic remedy. So there you go. But drinking. How about some Starbucks coffee? You know, I go to Starbucks in the airports to get hot water to make my yerba mate tea. And lately, I've been mixing my yerba mate tea with dandelion tea. That's been my favorite to help liver, kidney stuff. So that's good. And maybe I need extra because I took a sip of that vodka. So what do we do if we go to a Starbucks and order a grande white chocolate mocha? Well, a man in St. Augustine, Florida. He reported receiving that drink that he ordered printed with a label that read, diabetes, here I come. I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. Come on, what was that? Did that really happen?
Oh, man. This is a hilarious story. And this guy, it's created quite a buzz because he took offense to it.
Okay.
Because he has members of his family who have diabetes and struggle with diabetes, and so he was actually offended by that topic or that label.
Then he shouldn't have ordered it. Oh, I mean, okay. Am I taking the side of the Starbucks? I mean, that is
not a good business practice. I mean, we got to be reasonable here. But
diabetes. I'm looking at the receipt. It's on the receipt. Or is that? I was thinking that he wrote.
That's the label, actually. That's the label on the cup.
That's
diabetes.
Here I
come. Yes.
How do they label a cup like that? That's amazing. You're right. That is. How do they do that? I guess they're printing on the cups now. This is all new to me.
Well, yeah, it prints it on like a sticker, and then they put the sticker on the cup to make sure.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I find this funny. And if you're offended by it, perhaps you should talk about your friends and family members with diabetes about what they drunk in order to get to become diabetic. You know, outside of type 1, I mean, type 2 really is an abject chromium deficiency when you're drinking so much sugar, so many refined carbohydrates. I don't know. I'm not offended by it. I found that very funny, and maybe somebody else is offended by it, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody's always going to be offended by something. Now, I guarantee you the guy that printed this sticker out probably thought it was funny, but I'm going to guess at this point he probably does not have a job.
Yeah. What do you think, funny or not?
Dude, I could hardly breathe.
Yeah, it was like funny or die, that kind of thing.
Oh, no. Look, I think it's funny,
truth
but,
and labeling.
You know, with my sense of humor, I think a lot of things are funny.
Yeah, well, truth and labeling. I mean, that's the thing. If the government were doing its job protecting the public, they would say on a cup of white mocha chocolate, hot chocolate, grande mocha, mofi, it would be diabetes, here I come. That would be appropriate. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But if you think about it, the employee then would be somebody who's giving people diabetes, so he ought to get charged with, assault or something.
Some kind of criminal indictment there. I guess we're doing the legal stuff this hour. But you know what? If he put a tablet of 100 micrograms of the whole food GTF chromium that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com along with that cup, all would be good.
Yeah, he could have printed on there, don't forget your chromium.
Don't forget your chromium. That's right. That would be good. That would be awesome, in fact. I think that's what we should mandate. Can we get a hold of the government and mandate that?
We don't believe in mandates, remember?
Oh, darn it. You know, like this one, I was about to abandon my principles.
See, you've been in D.C. Now you're calling for mandates.
Exactly. This is what happens. When you get in here, you get power hungry. You're like, how can I rule over the people and tell them what to do? No, you're right. We don't believe in that. We want freedom. But we don't mind freedom in labeling and truth in labeling. That's why this kind of struck us as funny and maybe somewhat a little bit appropriate. All right, we're almost out of time here, folks. We're going to be back from, where I am and where TMB is. We'll find out. And we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing as we go outside the box. Links are up, thanks to Captain Morgan at robertscatbell.com. Remember, the truth about cancer continues, a global quest. I think part two starts after the show tonight. We're going to uplift you from wherever we are because that's just what we do, and maybe occasionally make you laugh. Back with Ty Bollinger after the break because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.